I want to speak to Philip McCallum. Philip, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Philip. Philip, frustration, the word for Saturday. I wasn't fully aware of what was happening at the North Coast. I had my eyes on other things on Saturday, but the more I heard about the setbacks and the weather and the power lines have been interrupted by a helicopter, I thought this is awful for people who are trying to run something after such a great week of weather.
You couldn't believe it. You know, like I said, it could only happen in Ireland, couldn't it? You know, we had a dream best ever, you know, Tuesday practice in the dry, great practice, Thursday, great practice, Thursday night, great racing. And then it all went wrong when the rain came in and late Friday night, early Saturday morning.
So the races were interrupted partly by weather, partly by a helicopter touching overhead power cables, and then they had to repair that. But from 11 in the morning through to 3 o'clock, apparently, there was almost nothing happening. Is that right?
Yeah, it was just basically everything went wrong that could go wrong. The weather changed. They went to start the races. Then the weather became worse. Then the weather eased. So then, finally, when they were getting ready to get that running, a helicopter allegedly takes power wires down. So that cuts electricity to, I think, 1,200 homes or more, a garage, a hotel, you know, and causes chaos there at that end because of, you know, communication and access. Then they get that sorted out, and the next thing, the crew is called to, apparently, well, it was because of this or not, an electric pole shorted out near York Corner, and that caused chaos there. So the NIE were on a team of people straight to get that sorted, and all that was out of Mervyn's control, you know. So the people, the spectators, the riders are, you know, what's happening, but there were just events that should not have happened.
You refer to Mervyn White, the clerk of the course. Considering so many hurdles were put in front of him, he did manage to deliver a significant number of races, and for the paying public, he's got to be praised for that, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think the majority of the people have praised him and said what a wonderful job he's done, and he did do a good job. Everything could be thrown at him, you know. Then you get one or two riders deciding, this is too wet, this is too dangerous, I'm not going to ride, you know, which is, it's 100% their choice, you know, because safety is paramount. And so a race goes ahead, then the riders are back on board again, back in Mervyn for more racing. The public are backing them. And then at the last, we got through the full schedule. The only race not to run was the last superbike race. And the weather just dropped down. They had an extension to make it clear to people. You know, the roads were to open at 7 o'clock, but they have an emergency extension in place there that they can't run on to 9 o'clock. And so it was about, I think, 7:30, 7:45. The weather just came in and the last superbike race had to be stopped or had to be cancelled. But failing that, we would have made, you know, the full race program. And a lot of the people who had travelled, you know, yes, they were wet, they were cold, but they came for the race and they loved it. And they wanted more racing because even though the weather was bad, the racing was good. There was still, you know, competition and people fighting for the lead in every race.
Do you get a sense, Philip, that the guys and girls who own the bikes in this day and age and who run the bikes are slightly more hesitant about taking a risk than they would have been 20 years ago?
I think, as you know from your job alone, Frank, health and safety is a big, big thing nowadays, where, you know, things were overlooked years ago and you just went ahead and done it. Like, you know, in sort of in my day of racing, you know, it didn't matter if there was water everywhere or whatever, we just went ahead and raced. But, you know, safety and people's lives are not more important nowadays, but looked on in a different way. And, you know, all these riders have families, you know, they've got other races to do, they've got everything, and they have to look after themselves as well. So, in the Clark of the course and Mervyn White, they've got a big job to get a balance between, you know, safety and racing. And when you get things like an oil spillage, and rain isn't really a problem racing, because tires are so good now, they grip so good, but you can have almost the same grip in the wet with a proper wet tire as you have in the dry. It's just because this is a road race, and you know there's possibly diesel and petrol, you know, seeping from the tarmac that someone has spilt maybe, you know, months ago. That throws another another thing, another trouble in the pot.
It absolutely does. Thankfully, we're reporting on a few hiccups and no deaths or serious injuries, and that has to be a good outcome. Philip, I'm sorry it wasn't as enjoyable as people would have wished for, but thanks for painting a very vivid picture of how it was. Thanks for your time, Philip. Thank you.
No problems. Thank you, Frank.
That's Philip McCallan there, one of the great motorbike racers and, of course, broadcasters as well when it comes to commentating on all of that.